Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Learning to embrace change. Learning to embrace change. Nobody likes change. We all know that about ourselves and about others, don't we? We don't like change. We know that about ourselves. And we also know that about others. But we also know that change is inevitable. We know that. Things change, right? We change. So we know things always changing. So when we face with change, we can what? Go along with it. Or we can what? Rebel. Isn't that the truth? We can either go embrace it or we can rebel. No matter what our decision, the moment will come when you have to decide whether you will embrace change or whether you will rebel. That's it. Clearly from the scripture this morning, we see when God initiating change, He help us. He give us a teaching because He knows we don't accept change. So He has to first break it to us. And so that we will understand it. Amen? So He started out for celebration for 2026. That, look, I'm going to do things in you, through you. But you have to embrace change for that to happen. So He tells us, I cannot pour new wine into old wineskin. Neither can I do any kind of patchwork. So I can't keep the old and just repair where it's needed. Are you with me this morning? He says, I'm going to take the entire old and retire it. And then present the new. Says, when you pour new wine into a new wineskin, it preserves. It do wonders. It's great. But if you try to put the new wine into the whole wineskin, it creates problems. It will ruin it. It will break and it's a mess. It's a mess for the old, it's a mess for the new. And then he says, be careful, because no one who drink the old wine readily accept the new wine. I used to. That's why we don't embrace change. That's why we're not readily change, because we what? Used to. I used to it. It's always been this. We live in a comfort zone. And don't take me out of my comfort. Okay? Now let's slip down to see this guy, Peter. He gives Peter to us as an example. He gives Peter to us as an example. And this is how God dwelt with Peter. So the same way the Lord deal with Peter is the same way He's dealing with who? Us. Right now. Okay. So here it goes in John chapter 13, verse 3 through 9 that we read. Now, Peter and the disciple and Jesus were all together. They do things together. They see all the miracles. They see the power of Jesus Christ. They know the teaching of Jesus Christ. But on this particular moment in time, they saw Jesus did something. Says, Jesus, get up from supper. Jesus, they have supper all the time. But this one thing never happened. He got up, took a basin with water and a towel, and they're looking at Jesus, and he says, I'm going to wash you guys' feet. Now, Peter says, Lord, not my feet. Well, you're going to do wash feet, but it's okay. You can wash the other 11, but mine is okay. Not my feet. Why? We notice right away, Peter was resisting what? Change. Peter was resisting change. He says, Lord, it's okay for you to do it with those guys over there. But as for me, no. We see it in the scripture. Now Jesus looked at Peter and he says, okay, Peter, that's fine. That's fine, Peter. But it's going to cost you. It's fine. But it's going to cost you. And he tells Peter the cost. For his rejection of what? God, the Father, is speaking to him, Jesus, to do. He says, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, you have no lot nor path with me going forward. You're finished. You're on your own. You're on your own. Because this is the path that we are taking. And if you're not coming, you're not a part. And if you're not a part of where we're going, don't think you're getting in heaven. When Peter get the understanding of how serious that was, he says, Lord, not only my feet... Come on. He said, Lord, not only my feet, but my head, every part of me. You see, revelation came. The revelation came. And when revelation came, understanding came. When understanding came, agreement came. He says, this is right. For me, no way I'm going to be left behind. I must do what is right for me. So I see how we are as human. When God wants to take us somewhere that we don't know, we have no understanding yet we jump, man. I'm not going. I don't think that is right. Who am I to tell God what I think? And that was what God was saying to Peter. Who are you? Who are you? Now, let's look at him again. Look like Peter represents us. That's why he got another example. Because we are just like that. And we can see the love of God for Peter. We notice every time there's a rebellion, it's always who? Peter, just like us, he's showing us. We can see ourselves in there. We can see ourselves through his life. In Acts chapter 11, now the apostles of the brethren who were in Judah heard, what they heard? They heard something. Heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. So the Gentiles were like, and circumcision. And they are not qualified to get the word of God. Because they are not Jews. You're going to see the listen here. They are not Jews. And the Jews are the chosen one. And the Jews is those who God sent the Holy Spirit upon, and not the Gentiles. So we're going to dig into Peter, rise, kill, and eat, right? Go to verse 2 now. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, watch this, those of the circumcision entered with him. So Peter and the uncircumcised come together right here. They were in agreement. Peter accepted them and eat with them and have fellowship with them. So let's get the Bible. Let's come alive. Verse 3 said, you went into the uncircumcised men and ate with them. So here's Peter now being accused. He's accused that he was not supposed to eat with the uncircumcised. So how could you do that, Peter? Look at verse 4. But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying. So we're going to see why Peter was able to embrace the change. Peter didn't just go eat with them, just like that. Something take place prior to that. You get it, huh? So when they accuse him of doing something wrong, he has to straighten them out. He says, let me tell you what happened. So he's going to tell him what happened. Look at verse 5. I was in the city of Joppa praying and in a trance, and I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. He says, this is what happened. Let me show you why I went and associate with the uncircumcision. Let me tell you why I eat with them. Let me tell you why I accept them. Something happened to me before. I got the vision before. The vision comes before. Whenever time God gonna let you do something that caused people to say, wow, he tell you before.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Something that no other friend could ever do.